All right, right back to it today. We had a big emphasis going through our third down, and today in our world, this makes up as a Thursday. So big emphasis on the football today, and all sorts of ways for us to get better in that area for sure. So had a good start to the day in terms of the preparation, the mindset, and ready to get rocking.
Yeah, Coach, the offense looked a little bit off in the passing game. How are y'all going to address that in the short week?
Well, I think there's certain times that there's things that we did really well, and we saw those, and there were some good conversions. We saw the ones on the fourth down. So every week we're trying just to keep finding ways to improve. And although it might be a short week, we've had short ones, long ones, games on Mondays and Sundays, at home, on the road, at night, during the day. So every week, man, we love our process that we go through to get ready. And so this is another case for that.
Coach, what was Julio able to do?
He participated in we did the walkthrough last night, and then we did that today. And so, you know, from, you know, what we saw, you know, he's doing good. And we anticipate him playing for the game.
How does Stone play in his time, and what adjustments have to be made for him taking over at center?
Well, from no adjustment, you know, other than the timing and the communication that goes into the position. So he's had plenty of experience playing it, and him and Matt have a good, you know, rapport as it goes. But just the communication that goes, and I've said it before, with both, you know, the veteran guards who are playing right next to him on either side, with Chester and with Levitre, I think that kind of communication is really big for James. He's a really bright guy. He's one of the sharpest guys that we have in terms of identifying, communicating. So no change in terms of the plan of how we would approach it with him in the lineup. He's ready to rock.
I'm sorry, Dan, they say so much in this league is about talent. But with this run defense, you know, essentially it's a lot of the same players. And yet you went from one of the worst in the league last year, one of the tops in the league so far through 5 weeks. What do you attribute that dramatic turnaround to?
Well, I can't speak on, you know, previous scheme, because that's, you know, hard to do. What I can say is that, you know, for us to play the kind of style that we want to play, we want to play really aggressive. We want to hit blocks up front, and we play a lot of eight-man front. And so it's a matter of you doing your job, the man next to you doing his job. And once you have that trust and you can, you know, totally commit to the guy, hey, all right, he's going to do his, I don't have to make anything up to do mine. That type of, you know, commitment week in and week out is what makes you good. We feel like we're improving in that area. And there's all sorts of spots that we want to get better at. But in the run game, we like how we feature the big guys, the rushers, the nickel package. So each week presents unique challenges. Not everybody runs the same scheme, but it's the discipline that goes into it. I think more familiarity with the scheme, that helps, you know, as far as the run defense as well.
Dan, Chance, this is going to be the loudest building we've played in. Silent counts, hand signals. Short week. I'm sure you guys work on that all the time, but it might actually be implemented more this week.
We do, and it's one of the reasons that we like having, you know, the music and the crowd noise at practice. Can we simulate how loud it would be? No, but I think that's where the details come down. You know, between the line and the quarterback, can we get that communication down so good that, you know, we give ourselves the best chance? Because that's the real difference, you know, between home and away and road. It's the noise, and that's where it comes down to. So the fact that we try to make that as normal as we can throughout the week, we think that's an advantage for us. But yeah, they got a great fan base for sure.
Dan, what is your take on a first rivalry game with a team like the Saints that has such a history with the Falcons?
Yeah, no, I think you know, the two teams and the rivalries, it's a fun, you know, thing to be a part of. We don't try to place too much emphasis, you know, one over the next. We just have such regard for everybody we play. But it is fun, you know, to talk about during the week. You know, the fact that we do get to know those opponents that we play twice a year so much better, it's natural, you know, that you have more familiarity with them. We can't wait to get down there and go play with them. We're just excited to get down and get started with them. You know, we really are.
If this were baseball, you guys would lead the league, I think, in walk-off hits. When you win in the fourth quarter, what does that tell you about your group?
I think winning in the fourth quarter is a finisher's mindset, and we just love the mindset that we know we're never out of the fight, and we are willing to go the distance every single time. And having that type of grit, you know, where you've been put in some situations where you got to battle and come back, and maybe there's a new spot, a new threshold that you have to go to realize you can count on each other and go for it. We don't want to do that as often as we have, that's for sure. But I do think there's some toughness and some grit that's developed during those times when you've got to absolutely lay it out as hard as you possibly can. And fortunately for us, we've had a couple of those where we've had that experience.
Coach, a physical game and an overtime game and a quick turnaround. Does that change your process this week with getting these guys kind of healed up and ready?
Well, the process doesn't change in terms of what we want to go about to get ready, but there is a lot, you know, in terms of getting the, you know, the players back and as fresh as we can to be ready to be at our best. So that part of it, there is, you know, quite a bit that goes into it. The training staff, the strength staff, and of course the players, they've done their part. You know, we're on the right track, and the guys are feeling ready to go. And today's an important day for us to get so much of the details down, because then of course we travel tomorrow. But so far, the preparation and the mindset to get back, it's been right on point.
Dan, when you talk about grit and determination of your team, does that all also kind of apply the Devontae Freeman. If you notice that a guy who, as he says, always is sort of looked at as an underdog, maybe, you know, the guy was a little too small coming along and kind of.
Yeah, he's certainly somebody, when you think of grit, he has it. And I think you have to have some things that you've had to overcome to develop that grit, you know, where he's battled for it, he's tested, he's tough, and he won't back off. And I think those are the guys that have the most grit that just continue to keep pressing to see how good they can get. I sensed it from him right away when I got here, and I saw how hard he was wanting to go compete for it. So he had a setback with an injury, and sometimes, like, those setbacks make you even hungrier to play even better. You know, like, I didn't get to play. I had an injury. Now I want to go even harder. So I think, like, I saw the competitor. I saw how frustrated he was when he was injured, and then the chance for him to go for it again, I think that's part of it.
The secondary has played really well so far in the past couple of games. What are your impressions of their growth and development as a group?
Well, I think the one thing that's happened is, like, we're getting our hands on more passes, and that's kind of the natural progression when you're playing some of it. But I think we got a long way to go in terms of the style that we want to play. We want to play aggressive. We want to go after the football. We want to be really good tacklers. And so those themes will never change. But for us, learning all the little things that come up week in and week out, and, well, that's never happened. Okay, this is how we're going to play that route or this, you know, specific type of coverage. So I think there's a lot of improvement going on with the group.
And does it say something, Roddy, last night? The first thing he said was he talked about the defense. And that's usually a tell in the locker room. When an offensive guy mentions the defense first, defensive guy mentions the offense first. He said you gave them a number, 3 turnovers, only 3 points, 2 3 and outs. And the fact that he knew that right off the top of his head and wanted to talk defense before offense, does that mean something to you?
It means a lot to me. And he's a guy, you know, we've talked about so much how important he is, not just the organization, but to me and specifically. And I think when you know the other side of the ball has your back, okay, where there's going to be games where there's a couple of turnovers and defense has got to stand up and make the stop. There's going to be some games where the offense has to get some scores to go ahead. And that feeling where you have each other's back and know that you'll just go battle for one another, that's when the cool stuff happens. And I'm glad that he recognized that. Yeah, that's something that we talked about for sure.
Jacob Tammy was the leading receiver on Sunday. Was that kind of a game plan to get him more involved? And also, was it nice to see, you know, you've got other guys that are going to be able to step up if Julio
Sure, it wasn't necessarily by design, but what it did show is, like, you know, as we go through the progressions and the passes, these are the things that come up. And one of the things that I really respect most about our team and really the coaching staff too, it's not I got the credit or I needed this or I got that. This group is really tight, and all they want to do is just play as well as they can for one another. And that part, I think, speaks volumes to say, okay, he might have been the leading catcher this week and somebody else next week, and he had this many carries, and it's like, how good can we play together? And that's really been the message, and it's not surprising to see that, you know, every once in a while somebody jumps out, you know, bigger. It might have been the running back the week before and a tight end this week, and Julio for most every other week.
Yeah, Devontae's only in his second year.
Yep.
But do you see that vocal leadership quality in him that he can command the room?
I know this about him. That he really connects with people. And sometimes it's one-on-one with another teammate. Sometimes it's with a group. But he's somebody that has all of our respect just by how hard that he goes and how, you know, much he wants to go battle for it. So I think that's the first step, you know, in becoming a leader is like, okay, that's a guy I can count on. That's number one. And then I see how hard he goes and how hard he works. And then that's when, okay, is there some other leadership ops there for sure? But he's absolutely, you can go around the locker room and everybody knows him because he at some point's connected with somebody.
What do you see when you watch Drew Brees now?
Well, I think he's as hard to go against as ever because he just has this sense of where to go with the ball. And I think I know that sounds so easy. Like, yeah, all quarterbacks know that. But I think when you have that kind of experience and he's seen all the coverages and he's seen all the pressures and all the different looks and he knows their route so well, against here, I'm going to this coverage. Against this coverage, I'm going to this receiver. So those are the things that when I see and go against him, it's just as hard as he can get with them and their staff offensively, you know, that I've had a chance to go against. Those are the things that jump out to me, that he just makes terrific decisions in terms of where to go with it. This coverage, I'm going here. And I think he has, you know, the full complement of stuff, the screen game, the quick game, the shots down the field. And those are the things that make it so unique and so challenging.
The way they won Sunday, knowing this is a short week, they're at home. Do you sense you'll get a Saints team that feels pretty good about itself after a big win dramatically like they won?
Well, for us, you know, every week it's just, you know, totally dictates us getting ready. And we rely on no other team to get ourselves ready. And that's kind of when we go right back into the main process again, you know, how do we go right back to it? And that's one of the things each week we say is a championship game mindset. And so would you prepare the same if this was the championship game? And so we just try to keep stacking that type of, you know, preparation and standard right back at it again.
Yeah, the pressure is in there on the quarterback, but the sacks haven't started to come probably as much as you want. Do you tell the guys, you know, we want more effect on the quarterback, we want them to bring him to the ground, or is the pressure enough at this point?
No, it's certainly not enough. I think it's hand in hand. Like some games, there's times when, you know, there's 6 or 8 or 10 hits on a quarterback and you had one, you said, man, we really affected him today. And then there's other games where you might have had 3 or 4, but only 2 hits. So we're looking for that combination, you know, where it's just steady, whether it's a sack. That's where you get the opportunity to get the ball out as well. So many times, you know, that's why it's like such a big stat. The quarterbacks, you know, everybody knows this, that's the one that fumbles generally the most. You know, they're passing, they're moving the hand. So for us to get the sacks, that means we're getting our shots on the football as well. So that's a really important part of it, really important.
How will the secondary approach his pump fakes?
With his hands?
Yeah,
sure.
He's trying to move the defense.
I think it really, you know, it's got to be in your discipline. And we have to simulate that and practice the very best that we can. He's an expert at it and knows how to look the guy off, to move him. And that's what the guys who are the elite guys can do. And fortunately for us defensively, we go against a guy every day who's pretty damn good at that as well. So we get plenty of practice in that way.
All right, thanks, guys.